Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. 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 We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In him we move and have our being. Hallelujah. We give honor to God to say, yes, for he is our life. He's the very breath that we breathe. Besides him, there is none other. There is none that can do anything for us. It is our God, our Father, who has planned it all for us. Hallelujah. He knows the plans that he thought. He knows the plans that he has for us. And they're good. Yeah, and to give us an expected end. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I am just so delighted that you tune in. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And so we're just delighted that you tune in. And we pray that you will catch it, that something be said just for you, and you catch it. Hallelujah. Just for you. Hallelujah. Oh, joy. Joy the Lord is our strength. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Choose to smile. I just choose to smile this morning. How about you? I choose to lift my hand to heaven and bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah for how he fight for us. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. Oh, how he fight for us. Oh, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, how he fight from dangers seen and unseen. Oh, yes, indeed. He fight for his people. Glory be to his most holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord. We are eternally grateful for all that the Lord has done, all that he is doing. Yes, we are. All that he has already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Hallelujah. God got it. Yes, he does. Ah, that thing that's heavy. Yes, God got it. Yes, that thing that we feel every once in a while come nagging. God got that too. God got it. Yes, he does. He got that. He got it. But we still, as it come up, we still give it to him. Because our faith said, God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I trust your love for me. Yes, Lord. I trust your love for me. I trust your faithfulness to me, your kindness to me. If I can trust God for me, I know I can trust him for you. Mm-hmm. Not being selfish. But it came to me and it says, you've got to pray for yourself. You don't pray. If you don't believe that God will heal you, why would you believe he'll heal someone else? You have faith for others, but you don't have faith that God loves you enough to care for you. No, we don't want to be selfish and all our prayers is all wrapped around us. We can take it all to him and leave it there knowing that he cares for us. That's right. Everything that has to be me, my, I want the house. Not foolishness. If you're sick, you have problems, you have concerns, take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. Trust God. trust God. And for some of us, it's so easy to trust God for other people. Oh, I won't worry about it. I got it. I'll figure it out. I'm all right. But you think that God will hear you and you praying for somebody else and you forgot that you could pray for guidance, direction for yourself, knowing that he'll do it. He did it for me. He'll do it for that one that I'm praying for. Yes. Your witness. Now you really know. I know he'll do it. He did it for me. I know he hear my prayer. He heard my prayer. Yeah. When I didn't have no place to turn. No, I couldn't. God heard my cry. And he pitied every groan. Yes, he did. I cried unto the Lord. And he heard my cry. Yes. Yes. Yeah, sometimes we have to call out and trust God enough, knowing full well that he will hear our cry. Oh, yes, he will. He will hear our cry. Yes, he will. Call on it. And we can encourage others to call on it. God is no prospective person. He loves us. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. For it comes from the depth of our heart, Almighty God. Thanking you for this day. For truly, this is the day that you have made. And everything that we need, you have provided for us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your protection. We thank you that you are a shield of defense for us and your people everywhere. Yes, we thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for being our Father. Oh, God, we thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for drawing us to you, Almighty God. We thank you. And we thank you, Father, for those who are yet to come into the fold. We thank you for drawing them to you. We thank you that you give us a word to speak to someone that come on in. Yes, Lord. That they just come on in. Yes, Lord. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Touch the hard heart and soften the heart. We thank you for doing it. Our family members, friends, even our foes, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for their salvation this morning. Yes, we do. Because you said all souls are mine. Yes, Lord, all souls. Yes, Lord, all souls. And your desire is that none would be lost. So, Father, we thank you for touching hearts. We thank you for filling our mouth with words that we'll know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. Oh, God, wherever we are, for holy boldness in you and my God, not in ourselves. We thank you, for you are the sovereign Lord. You are majesty on high. You are the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, yes, you are. You're God all by yourself. And you, for whom we put our trust in, in the name of Yeshua, Father, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. You're our leaning post, and we thank you, God. You're our shield of defense. We glorify you. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only those the sound of my voice, but your people everywhere. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for encouraging those. We ask that you lift them up, those who are weak, those who feel defeated, those who feel helpless. Oh, God, we ask that you cover them. Let them not lose hope. Ooh, glory. Ooh, stand between them, Almighty God, and that is trying to bring harm, confusion to them. Stand, red God. Ooh, glory. Apply the blood of Yeshua. Ooh, God, that can stand tall and strong. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for being an encourager. We thank you for being our hope. We thank you, Almighty God, for the plans that you have for us. Hallelujah, and your people everywhere. We thank you, Lord. The world is about to see something. Hallelujah. The world is about to see something. Oh, my God. How we glorify you, Father. How we thank you. For you are everything, the very breath that we breathe. We thank you for being with us this morning. Yes, Lord. We thank you for being with us this morning. Glory be to your name. We thank you, Father, for soothing all the wounded places. Oh, we thank you for physical, spiritual, and emotional healing. Thank you, God. Oh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, bless your wonderful name. Ah, for you are our everything. Oh, yes, you are. You are our everything. Everything we need, you are. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for ears to hear you. Eyes to see and a heart, my God, to obey you. Thank you that you order our steps. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That you guide, direct. Hallelujah. That you are supporting us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the young, the youth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The young pastors. Yes, Lord. The young ministers. Yes, Lord. Some that are so young out on the field. Oh, we ask that you encamp angels around them, protecting them. Let no hurt, harm, or danger, deceit come before them, come upon them. Almighty God, where people are so excited that they're preaching and they forget to guard them. Oh, God. But we pray a hedge around them right now, every one of them, all over this earth. Yes, Lord, we pray a hedge of protection all around them, Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God, cherish the fire, God. You fight and you defend all that which is yours. And we thank you, God, for putting a barrier around us. Hallelujah. And no hurt, harm, or danger. No deception, Almighty God. No confusion, Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. You said all souls are yours. Hallelujah. We put all the young pastors. Oh, yes, Lord. Everyone. Every young minister. Everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You season them. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We put them all in your hands. Yes, Lord. As we do our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We apply the blood of Yeshua over each and every one of them. Yes, Lord. We thank you for guiding, directing, protecting them. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We thank you for drawing them to you, God. Hallelujah. And they won't be deceived no matter what. Come up, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Be, Almighty God, their protector. Show, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guide them, oh, that great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you now. Hallelujah. Open their eyes that they may see. Almighty God. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Remember those that are in leadership in the body of Christ. Remember, Almighty God, those in the White House, the governmental bodies of these United States, its properties and its territories. Almighty God, we thank you for guarding. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for being our shield of defense all over and around this nation, its property and its territory. Almighty God, we ask that you allow love abide. Oh, clear the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. Oh, God, we apply the blood of Yeshua over, hallelujah, the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere of this nation. Oh, top and bottom, north, south, east, and west. Yes, God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and every nation represented this morning. We give you glory. We thank you for protecting, shielding. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for clarity and understanding. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, you are welcome. Leading us, guiding us, directing us. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name, Father. We thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. You make the crooked wind straight. Bring water into the dry land. Hallelujah. Peace where there's chaos. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. And full of glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healer, deliverer. Oh, that's who you are. Hallelujah. A mighty fortress is our God. And we can run. Hallelujah. To and be safe. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wherever the names are, find peace and favor. Hallelujah. Those that are about to go through some terrible, what they feel, terrible situation. Oh, when it all comes out, it'll be glorifying you. Hallelujah. Nobody can do it but you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our faith to you. Remember Mother Dunlap, Reverend Melson. Hallelujah. Mother Cheever's family, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The sons and daughters in you that you allowed her to birth out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving the captives, the captives in Haiti. Thank you for opening that door and giving them a way of escape. God, you're good. Hey, glory, hallelujah. You're good. You're good, you're good, you're good. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for giving them a way of escape. In Yeshua's mighty name, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. And, Father, in that turning around, the mission is still going on. Please give them a continued place of refuge. Hallelujah in you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Our God is God. We glorify you. We thank you for what you did, God, and how you did it. In Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. This is the day. Oh, yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Thank you for being a way of escape. Woo, glory, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You're such a good God. Hallelujah. You care. Hallelujah, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Woo! Oh, my God. Eyes have truly not seen.
Hey.
Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, and we ask that you remember Bishop Lee. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Good morning, my sister. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. God is good. I pray you had a wonderful weekend, and I know you didn't get too tired trying to do your last-minute holiday shopping, Christmas shopping. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you're enjoying the holidays, and your holidays are filled with laughter. Yes, I pray it is filled with laughter. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. God is good. Hallelujah. Oh, choose to laugh and enjoy. Laugh is good for the soul. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is. Well, I'm here to tell you. I had, oh, my goodness. Saturday. I won't share that. I'll share this later. I do very little on Saturday. Saturday is not an active day for me. I just kind of concentrate on God and, you know, just enjoy the day. It's a blessed day. And if I watch television, it's learning something, studying something, subject matters, just absorbing myself, you know. And for some reason, I never heard of this missionary. I think her last name was, her first name is Darlene. And she told her testimony, her whole life. I'll just start off with this. She said that she started, and I'm going into the scripture. She started when she got saved at nine or 10. She gave her life to the Lord. And she said, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. At such an early age. And she talked about how she went to school and her life was really just dedicated and learning and hearing and trusting God. And she talked about her first husband, who was much older than she, and he was an evangelist, a missionary, I'm sorry. And she wanted to be a missionary, but they said that she was too young. But so, as God would have it, he opened the doors and the opportunity for her to go on the mission field, she and her husband and others. And I am thinking, New Guinea, or I think that's where it was, they went, and oh, how they went across these mountains and these terrains, and there was a group of people that the world had never known, and some of you may remember this, never knew that these people exist, and going over the mountains and through the terrain, her husband got a fungus, and it was so bad she would have to peel every morning, peel the flesh that was peeling off the bottom of his feet. and how he was determined he was going. He met the people. I mean, they arrived, and they learned the language, got the confidence of the people, and some, and not all, came at one time, and it took time. It's a good sit down to listen. And sometimes it has been troubling to my heart where we say, I'm a missionary, or we are called missionaries. And yes, you can be a missionary in your own country. Yes, you can. But that's not what we're doing. It's just comfortable for someone to call you a missionary opposed to calling you something else. And the work of a missionary is no joke. They have a heart God has called them to do. And this particular lady, she ended up she lost her husband. They were separated, not by choice, but the World War II broke out, and then they got separated. He died. She was in a prison camp. Then they took her out of the camp and took her into the place of this house where they got confession from the prisoners. And it was horrific. I won't go into details of all that she had to do, the things she had to eat. Oh, my God. It was absolutely horrific. And how she prayed to God and asked God to help her. And he would remind her of different things. He would remind her. See, with us, if somebody is suffering, we think then they have done sin, you know, because God wouldn't do this to you. But this lady, she said her husband went down to 60 pounds, and she went close to that herself. And how many, I think in those few years, she hadn't had a bath but one time. And how she had to keep that, oh, God, it was just so horrific. And how she prayed, and she said she was so hungry she could just smell. She saw bananas, and she just wanted bananas. And she said to the Lord, well, I know this can't happen. This would be possible. If this was possible, I could get the bananas. If that was possible, I could get both things. And she said they weren't possible for her to get the bananas. But she said she forgot God can do anything. While she was there and she had was thinking about if she could just have one banana. Long story short, this gentleman was able to bring a whole string of bananas to her. And she looked up and she said she counted God out. She was in that horrific place. And she just went on and on with her stories. She was delivered from that place. And she was able, after the war, to go home. Shoes weren't even important for her to wear. Clothes weren't important. She wore, but wasn't fashionable. That wasn't what was in her heart or on her heart. It was getting people to know who Jesus is, getting them saved, walking with them in their life, befriending and being kind to them, respecting their culture so that they could see the love of God. Now, why am I sharing this? Because one, we really need to pray for missionaries. And I'll just end it, this part of it, with this. And I'm leaving out a whole bunch. She finally met up with her parents. And you know, this lady went back to mission work. All that she went through didn't stop her, because her desire was to win souls for Christ. What I say, he didn't tell us it would be easy. He told us he'll be with us. Every once in a while, our eyes need to come open and focus in on what God has called us to do. Is it your passion? What is your passion? What is it that God has ordained for you to do? And you're willing to do it. Remember Jeremiah, all that he went through? Now, we like to use this phrase, I couldn't do it, but it's like fire shut up in my bones. The last time you had fire shut up in your bones and you said, God, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Your will, your way, and your plans, God. And some people say, well, you're too harsh. I'm saying it as loving and as kind as I can say this. We really need to focus. It's not important about our names being in light. It's not about who know us. It's not about our celebrity status. It's not about the fine cars and the fine clothes we wear. It's not. We have to be. Excuse me. It says that the Bible speaks of mission as service to God. It is said mission is the crown jewel of Christian worship. We don't even want to pray. Do you know? Listen to this. And I felt so bad. There was a gentleman in the 30s, I think it was, who had a radio broadcast, listen to this, for 39 years. And he never missed one broadcast. Never miss one broadcast. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I got to do this. After all, guilty as charged. Lord, the weight gets so heavy, like you can't even, like the house is reversed and laying on you. But God, 39 years. And guess what? Listen to this. I don't want to pronounce the ministry. I had never heard of this particular ministry. And the German count, his name starts with a Z. The people who started the ministry, and I think it was in the 1700s, I think it was a 17, yeah. Listen to this. They started, and they were going to do it for a month. Don't hold me to it. Round-the-clock prayer. You pray at your time. You pray at your time. You know, for 1 month. Are you sitting down? You know how long that went on? 100 years. 100 years, 24-hour prayer. 100 years. Glory of God. To the glory of God. One. Not 100 days. Not 100 hours. 100 years. Years. 24-hour prayer. Around the clock. Mm-hmm. Somebody was praying. Hey, 100 years. I said, I went, Lord, where are we now? And I know that there are people who take prayer very serious. I know that there are younger people and older people who are praying. I know that. I know that. I know it. And they're not waving banners. They're not doing anything. That's what they were called to do, and that's what they're doing. God put it on their heart. And when they left, and like the people that I just cited, when they left this earth, somebody was right there for their time slot. They took what they were called to do and what they agreed to do, ordained to do, because they know from when their help comes. 100 years. Mm-hmm. 100 years. God, as he told the prophet, he had, I'm God. You won't do it. I got people. Don't think that it's all dependent on you and you doing me a favor. I got people. I'm God. Elijah was complaining. I'm the only one left now. Hey, I got thousands that hadn't vowed to fail not kiss this ring. You won't. I won't. Got people, but I hope this is an encouragement to take God very serious, not from our perspective, but from his. Well, I don't see it. Ain't nobody else doing it, but if you have your God said, now you got to know what your God said. You got your God said. You do what God said. So that kind of calls me. I said, Lord, my God, just keep on going. Just keep on moving. Just where God has ordained and what he has called you to do, just keep it there. Keep it there. Keep it there. One of Bishop's persons that he so enjoyed their life story and their dedication to the Lord. His last name is Bonhoeffer. How his family, he was a German. He was not Jewish. He ended up being killed shortly before the war ended. But he went back to Germany to fight a cause that he could have very easily turned his back on, you know. But he had his God said, and he did what God called him to do. God may not call me or you or to be a missionary, to be an evangelist, you know, We really need to study evangelism, what it is that God has called you to do. I'm encouraging us to be faithful. Be faithful. And encourage each other to be faithful. Not to try to prime ourselves up and look deeper, but be faithful to God for what he has given us to do for him. Whatever your calling is. Here, I'm speaking to all of us. Be faithful to God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. God is God. And if you want, there's always. God got people there who will love him to the end, who will be obedient to the end if we want. One other, Mother Cheevers, she's gone on. She passed away, a transition, on the 18th of this month. It wasn't easy for her. And I tried to remind someone who called me and talked about her in regard of her life and how great. I said, but her life wasn't easy. So there were pastors in her hometown that read, what? Up and down the road. Oh, yes. But she continued in what God had called her to do and to be. Oh, yes, she did. Did she have tears sometime? I never saw them, but I'm sure she did. It wasn't easy, but she finished her course. Who going with you? Maybe nobody's going to go with you. Maybe there's someone who come into your face, laugh, and want to see you do that, but God. And this lady, when you know her work, see what she's done, I'm telling you, she left a legacy. And it's don't give up. Oh, God, what God has called you to do, don't give up on God. Don't give up on it. He's called you. He's called you. He's called every one of us. He designed each one of us. He shaped us. We're as different as our fingerprint from everyone else. He's called us to do what he had ordained before the foundation of the world. He designed you to accomplish it. He did not tell you everybody was going to like you. He did not tell you the world was going to love you. He did not tell you you were going to have riches and fame and cars and houses and money. And when you felt like praying or when you felt like preaching or when you felt like it, you didn't tell us it was going to be convenient to do what he called us to do. But he said he'll be with us. And Mother Cheevers is the perfect example of that when you know her story. We can't be her, but we can take as an example and help to, as a light. All right, I see that. Some people, I don't want to hear about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but Mother Cheevers, she just one of many. She just stayed on course. She on course. She on course. They talked about her. Yes, they did. She on course. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Stay strong in the Lord. You got Jesus. Jesus got you. But we have to. Because someone will come back to me and say, well, I thought you did all of that. You said all that. What happened? We all need somebody to encourage us. Don't be foolish. We can't be foolish. Oh, they did all that preaching and look at them now. Well, don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. But when you have your God said, I got my God said. I'm not saying working just because you saw somebody else doing it and you going to do it. No, but is it your God said? You have your God said. Hold on to those reins and don't let go. Hold on, my brothers and my sisters, and don't let go. Hold on. Just hold on. You may never, never have the things that all that you desire. There are some who gave up everything to be with the poor. I'm not saying God called you to do that. I don't know what he has called you to do. But all I can say, be faithful until he calls you home. Be faithful. There are two numbers, and in between is a dash. That dash is precious. It's precious. Because we're going to come to the second number at an appointed time. Love the Lord and trust God to be our help, our guidance, and our direction. He that gives us strength. Hallelujah. And he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He has promised, and he's faithful. My God. Oh, when you hear some of the things that these missionaries have gone through and some are going through, but they bounce right back and say it's all for the kingdom of God. It's all for the kingdom. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, be faithful to it. People may not recognize it, but as long as you please in God, that's what counts. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Can you say that to yourself? Be faithful to your call. God is with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord. I tell you. It's when we just realize that what we're here doing, if there's a time and place, well, it's not time. Eternity, it is called, where we step in. Woo, glory. We want to hear our Father say, well done. Time was just one moment. Enter into eternity. Eternity. Hallelujah. God, we ask. You're the only one that can help us. Hallelujah. We're totally depending on you, leaning and trusting and depending on our God. Genesis 1. Yes. Woo! Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Bless his most holy name. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Oh, yes, he did. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. and the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his most holy name. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Bless his most holy name. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Bless the Lord. Second chapter, same book, first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rests on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. God is so good. Yes, he is. He's patient. Isaiah 43 and 7. Listen to this, my darling, my sisters and my brothers. Listen to this verse right here, verse 7 of Isaiah 43. Even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Hey! Woo! Glory, all for his glory. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Blessed is most holy name. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God gives strength to the weak. He encourages those that feel defeated. Hallelujah. He encourages us. Hallelujah. Go on. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be strong, my sisters and my brothers. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. My God, my God, my God. Oh, Lord, you just don't know. Just don't know. We can just, oh, God, help, Lord. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to our God. Our God is God. Oh, yes, he is. And he loves us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just hear, wake up, wake up, wake up. Don't consider your age. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake, all things are possible. All things are possible. Thank you, Lord, if we just believe. All things are possible. All things. All things. All things are possible. If we only believe. But now you just can't believe in anything. You got to believe in him. In God. Is that all right? My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Believe God. All things are possible. Ooh, he never told us the road would be easy. Hallelujah. But his work is still possible. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I hope that something was said. I hope. Hallelujah. God bless you. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We did not trust the sweetest race, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go in the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. The peace of God. Hallelujah. The love of God. Hallelujah. Knowing that he's faithful to his people, to his children. Love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.